That's right. Yeah, government funding runs out November 18th. The continuing resolution is what they call a minibus now. It's three of the 12 annual appropriations bills wrapped into one. It's the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Transportation, Housing and Urban Development, Commerce, Justice, and the Science agencies. And then it also has a CR, a continuing resolution, to keep the rest of the government running until December 16th. So that is that's set to come to a vote in the House on Thursday and presumably in the Senate on Friday.
So does that mean agencies can let a little air out of the balloon, maybe exhale, relax a little bit at least until mid-December?
Well, I think so, and especially those three agencies covered by the three bills, their funding will be set until the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. There were some interesting compromise choices made in there, especially notably about the Federal Housing Administration. USDA was forbidden, for example, from implementing its rule to change school lunch programs. But at least there's clarity for agencies on what's going to happen, and it looks like this bill, by the way, will pass the House and Senate, even though some conservatives are angry about the level of spending in the House.
But it sounds like now there are two tiers, if you will, because the continuing resolution for those agencies not covered by the spending bill would be at 2011 spending levels, whereas the people that are agriculture, NASA, and so forth that are under the new spending plan are under the reduction that was agreed to last summer. So they'll be funded at 2012 levels, which are lower than they would have had under a CR. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it's a bit mixed. I mean, agriculture and commerce do have a slightly lower budget, but actually transportation and housing, the bill came out a little bit above. So they're overall trying to meet an overall spending limit that's $7 billion below 2011 levels. But as appropriators negotiate these out, some bills come in a little bit higher and some are set for deeper reductions.
This seems a little more complicated than your classic CR, is it?
Definitely. And, the path forward for the rest of the bills is not at all clear. The Senate tried to move a second one of these minibuses containing energy and water, state and foreign operations, and financial services yesterday, but it's run into some trouble on the floor, and it may be that the energy bill gets passed. So all this is very complicated, and the two most complicated bills, labor and HHS, as well as Interior and the EPA bills, they are really stuck and will probably have to come at the very end attached to the defense measure, which is more must-pass legislation.
It sounds like a minibus with a U-Haul van attached to the back of it or some kind of something, one bill dragging along another. So,
sure.
So which federal agencies then, after this is passed, as you expected it will be and the president signs it, which agencies are in the clear now for the rest of fiscal 2012 in terms of having their budget set?
Right. So it's USDA, Department of Commerce, Department of Justice, CFTC, FHA, Fannie and Freddie, Department of Transportation, HUD. They are all clear. Now the Veterans Administration, the bill for that agency has passed both houses of Congress, but it's being kept in reserve to be used as a vehicle to move one of these minibuses. But we pretty much already know what that budget will look like as well.
We are talking with Eric Wasson, a staff writer at The Hill newspaper, and what is it other agencies need to be watching for as their budgets continue to go through the meat grinder?
Well, what's interesting is I thought that you mentioned the super committee. You know, that is looking pretty dour at this point as far as coming to a resolution. And if they are unable to come to a compromise in 2013, there'll be, across-the-board cuts to discretionary and defense with a disproportionate share hitting the Pentagon, half of all of the $1.2 trillion in cuts. So that's something I think agencies are most concerned about, and there's a lot of worry in Congress about those sequesters. So it's really a 2013 question right now as far as really deep cuts coming down the line.
So at best, we'll see this bill pass on Friday. That'll fund those agencies you mentioned, Commerce, Justice, Agriculture, NASA, and a few others for 2012. Everybody else would be on a CR possibly for the rest of the year, and then 2013 is the big issue. So what does that do for budget preparations that have been going back and forth among the executive branch for 2013?
I mean, that's a really good question. I know, Jack Lew is doing those agency reviews as we speak, and it's got to factor in. I'm sure that the administration will continue along its budgetary track of trying to prioritize the winning the future idea of infrastructure, energy, and other job creation measures while paring back what they see as extraneous spending. And certainly there's been a flurry of OMB announcements recently on, you know, cutting back travel budgets, cutting back on what they call agency swag, like mugs and clothing items. So I think they're trying to, you know, trim around the edges, but I think it must be on hold in some ways until the super committee decides.
The timeline is pushing, though, so what are some of the key flags, deadlines that we need to be watching for over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, the super committee deadline is November 23rd. So, and in reality, they say Monday is really the deadline because under the super committee's own rules, it has to review any sort of agreement for 48 hours before the final deadline. So I think these next couple of days are really crucial as far as the super committee is concerned. As far as the rest of the appropriations process, that December 16th will be an important day when the CR runs out and, you know, appropriators want to do all the rest of the bills by then, but I'm a bit skeptical.
Now, there was talk last week, I think, from Senator McCain about overriding the sequestration part for DOD, which a lot of people thought would then take away the incentive to act by the super committee. What's going on with that gambit?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, President Obama called Senator Patty Murray and Representative Jeb Hensarling on Friday and made clear that he would basically veto any attempt to remove those sequesters. So the White House is saying, you know, when they say it more emphatically, when you talk to them on a background basis, these cuts are coming one way or the other. And I think that sort of the market is pushing this in some ways. Moody's and other credit rating agencies have said, well, the super committee failure itself won't necessarily result in another downgrade of U.S. credit. Super committee failure plus, you know, any attempt to remove these triggers would really be a signal that we're not serious about getting our fiscal house in order.